You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. It's time to gain knowledge and become the guardian of your financial future. I want to thank our sponsor, Cornerstone Mortgage, known for having the lowest rates and the smoothest closings.
If you have a question you would like addressed on the air, you can call or text the show at 314-472-DOUG. That's 472-DOUG, which is 3684. All the information from our show will be on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com.
Smartwithyourmoney.com. I am joined by my co-host, my beautiful wife, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome, Tam.
Thanks for having me today.
All right. Let's get into this beautiful Sunday we have of great information. I know we have heard from a lot of listeners this week. I've had several people reach out to me, and I was able to sit down with several of them and help them with their financial scenarios. You know, and I think our listeners are here to learn, but sometimes I'm not sure that our kids are always there to learn. What do you think, Tim?
They don't always listen to the parents, that's for sure.
Well, I think you and I, you know, we definitely have a little bit of experience with this. We have 8 kids between us, so our blended family. I had 5, you had 3. Now we have 8 together, and we have a grandson that's almost 3 years old.
I know. It seems hard to believe.
So one of the things that seems to come up is money with the kids.
Right.
I mean, we know raising 8 kids is very expensive. And this is an area that we can't even claim that we always do it absolutely correctly. We do our best in trying to teach our kids about money, but right, there are times we fall down.
Oh, well, for sure. I mean, we're honestly, we just do the best we can, and that's what you kind of just have to hope for in all of it. You know, my parents, I look back at my parents, and they tried their best, and some lessons we just have to learn on our own.
Because no matter how much you do as a parent, sometimes they're just not going to listen.
Right, right. And it's really impossible to know the future of how your kids will be when they grow up. Are they going to be financial disasters, or are they going to, come out of this better than you were?
So we've broken down some of the signs that your child could be a future financial disaster. Something that scares all of us.
Yep. And some of it is by our own experience, and some of it is from some information we got from the web. But you want to take the first one?
Well, yeah. So let's just start out with the fact that if you're in credit card debt, you have no savings, and you occasionally want to look back and wonder where everything went wrong. Well, that's why if you're a parent, you can end up doing your kids a solid if you figure out whether you're raising a future saver or a future shopaholic. Mm-hmm. Okay, and to be able to subvert the latter, you can teach them the ins and outs of money and how it works. So let's jump into this. So one of the first red flags that you can watch out for is if your child is easily swayed by television commercials and friends' opinions. Okay, so if he or she sees something cool and they want it immediately, well, this could mean that your kid may be an impulse shopper.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas time is one of the easiest times to see that. They get all these toys, and frequently by January 1, they're already tired of most of them.
Right. So a little bit of impulse shopping, too. What happens is that they're in the store and they, just all of a sudden have to have something. And I have another example I wanted to share later in the segment, but this is, if your kids get an allowance and you're out there shopping, consider, just letting your kid buy the first thing he or she wants immediately with his money.
Well, or at least put it in the cart.
Yeah. Put it in the cart. Let them, know that that's that. I did this with Evan one time. He had, I think he had $30, and I could not convince him any other way, but he put, candy. That's what he wanted.
And right, $30 worth of candy.
$30 worth of candy. And I had the reasonable conversation, talked through how long it would last, that, it's wasting money, went through the whole, you wanted a race car, or you wanted a helicopter, or whatever his science experiments that he wanted. Nope, candy. And it's going to last him 6 months.
Right, 6 months worth of candy.
Completely convinced that that's how long it was. So there's no reasoning I could do with him at that point. So I looked at that as an opportunity for a lesson, because I knew that it wasn't going to last 6 months. To go ahead and let him spend that, and let him feel the pain whenever it does, you know, he wanted something else or whatever. So that was a...
Well, and yeah, you let him buy it.
I did.
And how long did that candy last him?
Not even a week.
I don't think it was only not even a week. I think it was only a day or two, wasn't it?
He had some of it stashed aside, but his 6-month stash lasted not even a week.
Not even a week.
Not even a week. Because then, I mean, he was sharing. He shared with his certain siblings. He shared with. But, you know, it just didn't last. So that gave me an opportunity to have another conversation, a follow-up conversation about it and reason with it. And now today, he handles his money differently.
Yeah, he's turned into a saver. Mm-hmm. So back to when you're in the store, okay, let him put that thing in the shopping cart. Here's one of the other things you can do with them is if they have that in the shopping cart, now all of a sudden they get to another aisle and there's something else they want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let them put that in the shopping cart. And now once they get to checkout and they realize they only have a certain amount of money,
mm-hmm.
now they get to start to make choices.
Right.
And teaching them about those choices and how far the money's going to go.
Right.
You're giving them an array of things because if they just go ahead and buy the first thing and the money's gone, now they don't even have the element of choice.
Right. Exactly. All right. So the next red flag. Your child is always forgetting to do homework or give you important school papers. And basically what this can be a sign of is that your kid is going to constantly pay bills late.
That's a distinct possibility, right?
Anything's possible. I mean, we're just throwing this out there. So what you might want to get your child is a calendar, a planner. I mean, schools usually sell those things where they have a daily planner. And make sure that you go over those things with him and her. And find out the important dates of school, being in tune with their grades. They have so many online things now that you can log into their grades and let them see it. Doug and I review that with the kids pretty often.
Well, to me, this boils down to personal systems. Mm-hmm. And as adults, we all have to develop the personal systems. And, you know, what do we do with all the paperwork that comes into our life? Okay, you come inside with this handful of mail, 90% of it's junk mail typically. What do you do with it? Okay, what are you going to, you know, typically you'll open it right over the trash can, hopefully, throw most of it away. But now there's bills. Now there's a renewal for your car license. There's all kinds of things like that. And how are you going to process that paperwork? Well, it's the same thing with kids. So teaching them some personal systems
mm-hmm.
on how they're going to deal with their paperwork is important because that's the same thing that's going to translate later into paying their bills on time and that sense of responsibility.
Right. And it really doesn't matter what the age is. If they're, you know, 2 years old, it sounds incredibly crazy to try to reason or teach a 2-year-old money, but it's important to do. I do it with my grandson. You know, it's the same thing. He thinks quarters are pennies. So trying to teach him what that value is. And the Certified Public Accountants survey shows that on average, parents are waiting until their children are the age of 10 before they discuss finances with their child. Know that it's not too late if your child is older than that, but it's not too early to start.
Yeah, it really should start younger than 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Like they need to start learning some money lessons when they're very, very young.
Mm-hmm.
In case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're talking about the signs that your child could be a future financial disaster.
Mm-hmm.
So the third red flag that you can watch for is that your kid seems to make a lot of rash, even stupid decisions. Okay, what this could mean is that you can envision your future adult son or daughter buying a very expensive car, okay, that they can get a loan for it, but they can't really afford it. And then they're going to be hitting you up for money.
Mm-hmm.
So what are our possible solutions? Well, yeah, there are a lot of different ways you can go with this, but you know, we kept track of all the money that they get throughout the year. Okay, do this with your kid, including their birthday money, holiday money, and keep track of how they spent that money. And then at the end of the year, add it all up, and they'll be very surprised where their money went.
Right.
You know, help them analyze that on how they're spending their money and looking back at it, go, wow, I actually made that much money throughout the year?
Right.
And what do I have to show for it?
Right. So the one that I wanted to make sure I shared, my girlfriend just went through this week about her child throwing a temper tantrum at the store, and it brought back memories of what I was teaching my child. The boys, when they were little, you know, well, I guess I should do the red flag. If your child throws a temper tantrum when he or she doesn't get what they want, this could mean your child will become entitled and expect to get everything they want when they want it. And my grandma actually called it spoiled rotten. She said that that child's spoiled rotten. So what I discussed with my girlfriend is, you know, creating a budget before you go to the store. So let's say give them $10 or if they've earned the $10 and hold them to the budget. So it's similar to what Doug just said. But really what I wanted to focus on is the helping curb the temper tantrum, because it's embarrassing as a parent. You feel so stressed out. Your levels go high. You get in this situation where you're not even sure what to do. Do you jerk them by the arm, spank their butt, ignore them? What do you do? And my pediatrician, because, you know, one of the boys did go through this a lot, and he said, really, at that point, there is no reasoning with a child at that stage, because they're, you know, technically their frontal cortex is their brain, the part of the brain that says yes, no, maybe so, can't even relate to anything that's going on. That's all emotional based at that point. So there's no reason to think that you can reason with them. And his example was, if someone's drowning, you can't teach them to swim in that moment. And so that stuck with me. And I really wanted to share that, you know, in the moment when they're going through that, you take a deep breath and you know, be very confident before you go to the store. Make sure your child has eaten. Make sure they have slept. Make sure you're calm, cool, and collected. And create a deal before you go. So if it's that $10 and he's already spent that $10, it's an absolute no. And the reason why is because you guys made an agreement before you went. And this teaches them about being a person of their word, following agreements. And they just, at that point, a simple explanation, because a simple no doesn't register with kiddos, but giving them the reason why, and it doesn't have to be a long, drawn-out reason, but just letting them know. And it does help, and it helped me, and I realized I had taught my kids to expect something every time they went to the store, and I quickly stopped that.
Well, and there's such manipulation that kicks in for the kids, mm-hmm. too, that if they throw the fit and mm-hmm. you appease them by giving them what they want,
right.
what's going to happen the next time?
Right.
They're going to do it again.
Right, exactly.
So that's definitely very learned behavior. You know, I think there is a lot to this, and there's mm-hmm. you know, way too much for us to cover in one segment when it comes to teaching your kids about money. But you know, I think we're going to keep revisiting this topic. And these three things, these four items – mm-hmm. that could show your child could be a future financial disaster are going to be on our website at mm-hmm. smartwithyourmoney.com. So visit the site, download the blog post, and let us know your thoughts. We're always looking for more tips on how we can be better at this, and how, you know, if there's anything that worked or didn't work with your kids, and
let us know.
Yeah, let
love
us know.
To hear it.
We definitely would love to see it. So coming up, we're going to be talking about the five tips before you leave your kids an inheritance. You listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.